Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
mounted as the floating palace neared her European port. Having crossed from New York to Bishop's Rock off the English coast in 3 days, 10 hours, and 40 minutes, the liner United States established a new Atlantic speed record, July 6, 1952. Cheering crowds at Southampton hailed the American ship that had clipped 10 hours from the transatlantic mark set by Britain's own Queen Mary. Then westbound, the United States knifing through the Atlantic for her second record crossing. It was noted by the builders of the ship that in the event of necessity for emergency conversion to military service, the United States could transport 14,000 men, or virtually a full division, 10,000 miles without putting into port for food, fresh water, or fuel. But for the crew and officials and passengers aboard the liner, the greatest moment was now at hand. The United States was reaching Ambrose Lightship outside New York with the Blue Riband of the Atlantic, having made the return trip in a record 3 days, 12 hours, 12 minutes. Saluting the ship whose maiden voyage shattered Atlantic speed marks going over and coming back. At the turn of the century and beyond, Great Britain and Germany dominated leadership in fast Atlantic crossings. Now, for the first time in almost 100 years, the speed crown was claimed by the Stars and Stripes. New York, home port for many of the greatest ships on the oceans, really put on a show. A big broom symbolized the sweep of the Blue Ribbon Speed Trophy by the $70 million United States, America's first lady of the high seas.
Hello?
Good afternoon and welcome to America's Disabled Veterans in Action. I'm Dr. George Anderson and I'm joined by Marilyn Weiss this afternoon. How are you, Marilyn?
Tired. How are you?
It's that holiday. It's that in-between holiday. You know, everybody seems a little worn out from the holiday. You know, It's in between Christmas and New Year's, you know, and that's always the time you do a lot of holiday and then you wore out the couple of days in between. I don't know. Let me do a little bit of housekeeping and we'll start the show. The Brooklyn Navy Yard phone number is 347-884-8078, 347-884-8078. We have to ask everybody, please check out the USS United States Conservancy, the SS United States Conservancy, at ssus.org, ssusc.org. That is for the United States Conservancy to Save Our Great Ships. The symbol of veterans and what happens to us after our service is done. We have a caller with us from, I believe this is a Tennessee area code. Caller, are you with us? Hello?
Hello?
Caller, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Hi, how are
Hello?
You? What's going on? You're in
great.
Tennessee?
Actually, I'm living in North Carolina now, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Ooh.
Okay. How can I help you? What can we help you with?
Actually, I'm just learning about this. I was just calling today to basically see how things are going and find out what's going on with this program. I would like to put out one thing. May 28th, 2016. Washington, D.C., from the Monument Grounds to the Capitol, we're doing America's Vets Helping Vets for Life, the name of the organization. We're doing a march.
Yeah.
It's a march for veterans' rights. Right now, our website is actually under reconstruction.
Okay.
But the website will be March, and it's the number four, March for Veterans Rights. We also have a Facebook page that's called March for Veterans Rights, the same thing that I love people to visit. And a couple of years ago, on Veterans Day, about 3 years ago, I started a Facebook group called I'm Proud to Be a Vet. It's a support group. It's for veterans and active duty people as well as dependents.
And what's the name of the page?
That's called I'm Proud to Be a Vet.
Oh, I'm a member of that page.
Oh, you are?
On that page. Is it on Facebook?
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, I'm whatever you call it. I have that. What do you call it, your friend or something? I'm friends with that page.
Okay. This is because I just got back up these stairs. That's why it's huffing and puffing so fast.
Yeah, I'm on
There's
that
16
page.
Steps in this house, and I'm overweight. let's see.
Excuse me. Oh, yeah, I'm friends on that. Proud to be a veteran? Well, I'm proud.
Yeah. Proud to be a vet. Let's see, M-A-R-U-L-Y. What's your last name, Marilyn?
W-Y-C-H-E. Proud to be a vet.
If I'm not mistaken, I've seen you on there. I think I've seen you there.
Yeah, that's one. Because, matter of fact, y'all sell shirts. Am I right?
Excuse me? I didn't hear you.
You have shirts. T-shirts that said your first mistake was making sure that I am a ordinary female or something and said proud female veteran.
Oh, no.
That's what's on your page. This one here says, the one on your page now says I don't have a PhD. I earned a DD-214.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I thought it said something about females.
No, I ordered that shirt off this page.
Okay.
I have that shirt. I ordered it off this page.
Oh, okay, yeah,
all right. I've seen a couple other your shirts up at the DCVA. Somebody else got one of your shirts. Matter of fact, I met the man in the post office with it on.
Okay, so that T-shirt was made by was it Teespring? And then, you know, I see it all the time, and
I got it off of your page, off of this page, and then it sent me somewhere else. But I saw it on that page, and I ordered it. It says your first mistake was assuming that I was like any other female, and then it says proud female veteran, and I.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I know I was on that page before.
Yeah, that's I got a chance to see that page go to work about a year or so ago, about 2 years ago now. There was a young man up in the D.C. area. I saw something on his Facebook page, and I wasn't liking it. I made contact with him. And I stayed on the phone with him about an hour and a half. My wife was talking to the police. I was down there in Charlotte. She talked to the police up there in Charles County. And we found him. And today he's alive because of that page.
Wow.
It's really a support group.
I don't get I don't comment on it. I just go read stuff and steal it. That's it. Y'all put up on there, and I repost it on our page. I'm very familiar with that page. Y'all have some good veterans, and I repost it. But I don't get into group discussions in the groups. I'm deleting myself from the veterans group because they have too many rules and make me think I'm back in basic training. So.
With the group that we have here. The rule is you try not to just to discuss politics, you know, because, you know, especially dealing with people's political affiliations, and we try not to talk about religion.
Right.
Basically it's like posting things that have that may be of interest with veterans and active duty personnel, people are asking questions about what's going on with this, how to do that. We'll try to find the answer for them. And then there's one guy on there. His name is Marlon Curtis. I met him, founded that page, that group.
He
is the backbone of it. He came on board, and he's the backbone of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I know I look at a lot of the groups because I want to do one, but I think what I'm going to do is stick to my America's Disabled Veterans and just take my message through that one instead of starting a group. But, yeah, a lot of the groups, they have strict rules, so I get off. I just deleted myself from a couple. But I take, like I said, you guys have some nice veterans. So I just passed that on, but I don't conversate, but I'm very familiar with your page.
Okay. You said number one is what, America's Disabled Veterans?
America's Disabled Veterans in Action, that's my page, our page.
Oh, okay.
The page to this radio, our page.
In Action, okay. I'm just going, in just a second, I'm going to be waiting. All I'll be looking for is let's see, how can I do this thing? Where did I do it? I want to join in.
So this thing you're doing in D.C., what's it called again?
It's March for Veterans' Rights. We're going to be marching for things such as homelessness.
Are you with Anthony Davis?
Yeah, grew up with the guy.
Yeah, I'm on the committee.
Okay. You know what, you're the president of Lafayette has been telling me about. I'm the one that's down in North Carolina. I haven't met you yet. But I'll be up there. I think it's the 22nd. I'll be coming. Well, I'll be up there on the 23rd, most likely. They don't allow me to fly that far by myself anymore. So if my wife doesn't come up with me, I'll be getting off the bus on the morning of the 23rd. And I think that's when the Winter Haven is up at the VA hospital.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll just catch me a bus right on up there since I'll be right there at Union Station. And then we want to have a meeting Saturday. I mean, not Saturday, Monday.
Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Oh, I can say the same thing. I'm looking forward to meeting you. I am the benefits. I'm a claimologist for this radio show.
Oh, and you know, that's what I've been doing unofficially. I had to join. It'll be Thursday when I'm joining. I'm going to go on that. Well, no, the next meeting is... I think it's the 5th of next month, 5th of January, for NAB Vets. I'm going to join them, and I'm going to try to see if they can send me to get certified for doing claims.
Yeah, I do. I'm very good at mine.
That's what I've been doing down there. Unofficially, I'll get as far as I can go. Then I turn it over to a friend of mine that I actually work with, when I worked at the VA Central Office back in the late 80s. No, 83 to 89.
Tune in on Wednesday nights on this show.
Wednesday nights. Okay, and I'm going to post this on our page.
Yeah, tune in and you'll see my handiwork.
Okay, all right.
You'll get to ask questions and I'll answer them. And one thing about me is that if I don't know the answer, I'm going to look it up. But I do, the Lord has blessed me pretty good with doing claims.
All right.
So, he has really, really,
Yes, he has. You know, you've done wonders with the claims because, I mean, you know, people come to you and look to you, and you've got quite a following across the nation. You know, I can't say nothing bad about it because of the standpoint your statistics speak for themselves, you know, and that's why we're very blessed to have you on the air as one of our founders, you know, because of the fact that we can help people get the news and information out.
Right.
You know, and, you know, it's good to hear that the Veterans March rights march is coming along for the 28th. I'm sure that this is going to be something because Washington is usually a buzz with the Roaring Thunder and everything like that. So adding to the plate should attract a lot of attention because, you know, as veterans' issues go, we have to march for the rights, and we need to also keep in mind the third weekend in September is Operation Thank You. And Operation Thank You is where we're going to be asking the presidential candidates to sit down and discuss with us the plans and the issues that we're citing from places such as the Veterans Rights March. When we get together with veterans this year, one of the main things that we're looking for are what are the pertinent questions that we're looking for to have answered as a community. And we need to sit down and bring this political agenda to the resolution so that we can have the presidential candidates answer these questions.
Right.
You know, we've never had them address our community, and we're less than 1% of the American population. And if America can't take care of us, then it has no business with anybody else because, you know, we put our life on the line. This is part of the reason why I'm sure that you guys are doing the Veterans March in Washington on the 28th of May, right?
Yes. Yes, exactly. What's going on is, like I said, first of all, what we're marching for is veterans' rights for the health care, job benefits, home benefits. And there's one sector of veterans that just gets shafted. I really won't say another word, but I know that I'm public, going public, so I'm going to be nice.
Are you talking about female veterans?
Female veterans. I get tired of seeing how they get treated.
That must be female veterans.
Yeah, it's not unusual. We are aware of the statistics when you tell people that 7 out of 10 VA hospitals don't have a gynecologist on staff or people available for women to get their x-rays. How about women that are living in their cars? Men can find shelter more often than women, and women with children. They're left out hanging.
And you're right, and guess what else? Guess what else, Dr. George?
What's that?
Go ahead.
I just heard of another incident occurred at the D.C. VA a week and a half ago.
What?
Yes.
Another assault?
Yep, and D.C. VA does not have a rape kit. But for female veterans, and they were raped. The D.C. Veterans VA does not have a rape kit. So now what they have to do is take them over to Washington Hospital to another facility. And in the two incidences, the females refused treatment and rolled up.
You know, actually, they're a hospital. Why wouldn't they have a rape kit? Your hospital.
They do not. They don't even carry basic personal hygiene like, excuse my language, people, but a sanitary pad. DCVA do not carry that item. I am a tester, and I test them all the time. I'm so bad. I mean, they're after me so bad now that every time I go in the VA, I'm harassed. Like the other night, I was sitting up on the fourth floor. The police came and told me to leave. Somebody made a complaint that I was sitting in the lobby, so they told me I had to leave. Instead of asking me, am I visiting someone? No one asked me that. They just said, you got to leave. Irregardless of the fact whether I'm visiting someone and I'm taking a break while the nurse may be doing a treatment for them that I have to leave the room, never mind, that was never asked. See, I've made them shut down the psych unit at the VA in Washington D.C. Right now, they're accepting no more patients.
You know, the psych ward up there, it was deplorable. You think that being in Washington D.C., the headquarters of the VA, that we would have a state of the art VA facility there? That's the worst I've been to.
Wait a minute. I beg to differ. East Orange is right up in there.
East Orange is right there kicking D.C. in the butt, and so is that old nasty Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Now, I don't know how Martinsburg is now. One time Martinsburg was pretty good, but what was going up there in Martinsburg was that they were actually, truthfully, getting too many veterans from D.C., Baltimore, and Philly.
Yeah.
Up in there, and they brought all them little bad habits. It became a drug haven up there.
A what?
A drug haven.
Oh, did you? Well, then they just bust. DCVA was on the news. I don't want to say one either. Channel 4 is on the local news. They were talking about the selling of drugs. Up at the DCVA last week or a week and a half ago, they were just talking about it. That's been going on so long. You can go on the second floor patio where you smoke at. Anything you want is there. Any kind of drug.
Uh-huh.
Any kind of drug you want is there. Any kind. Even the prescription ones. So, yes, that's old news.
That's right.
Then I also found out that they're even selling them to the police. But I got to get more on that. That hit me, too. So.
Well, you know, honestly, I don't think that changed much. I worked at the hospital from 78 to 80. And I was doing my little wrong things up there. I sure was, I was selling weed up there. And the police was... with some of my biggest customers. You know, I'm just being honest. That's what I did back then, you know.
I believe it. Like I told you, it's been going on since that VA was there. And it's just really, it's just, and then what they tried to do was send everybody up to Franklin Street.
Yeah.
They tried to do this. Send everybody, and I'm telling you, they used to drag a lot of, I didn't get, they used to drag them out.
You know what? It's like I was saying about the Washington VA. It was like a revolving door to me there, to be honest with you. I used to run up there for oil changes. That's all it was. So one day I'm sick and tired of this mess. So I got on the bus. With the clothes on my back and very little, and came down to Salisbury, North Carolina. And I told him, this is what the deal is. You going to give me some help today? Or when I came in here, when the car pulled up in there, I saw a cemetery over there. You can help me out. You can help me out now. Just come over tomorrow and dig a hole and roll me over, because I'll be there. And
wow.
That's the first time that anybody has ever really and truly taking the time with me to get things and tell me some things that's going on. See, I used to go to the VA in Washington. I get treated for my psych problems. And then be okay. Now all of a sudden, I go to get treated for my my drug addiction.
Well, are you 100%?
I'm 90% being paid because I'm unemployable. I'm unemployable, plus they give me a home inbound. So I'm at 34.15 a month right now. They still trying to deny my diabetes thing. They tell me that they have me on Seroquel.
There you go, right there. That's it, right there.
Yeah, I was on four of them. I was on four of them for 12 years, and most of the time I take two at a time.
Well,
and
there you go, right
me,
there. That's the culprit for your diabetes, right there.
But you know what? I had a doctor that did up in Winston-Salem.
Mm-hmm.
He did a medical opinion. He said, even though I got some money from AstraZeneca, I got money from there. But they settled out of court so they can keep the name so they keep selling. But what he said was those medications, I was on Seroquel, Abilify, Amitriptyline, and there's another one. I can't remember right offhand. Mirtazapine.
Yeah.
He comes saying that, okay, well, those medications cause you to gain weight. It's not definitive that it causes you to have diabetes.
Yes,
Mr. Gordon has a
label. Yes, it is.
Check this out.
They don't know the side effects. They don't want to sit there and tell us those type of side effects, and they don't know. They know darn well when they prescribe that madness.
Well, if I'm going to an outside doctor, it's about another week and a half. When do I go?
All you need, do you know what a Nexus letter is?
Yeah. Wait a minute.
A Nexus letter is where your doctor, whether it's VA or non-VA, writes to say it is least likely than not, has to be in those words, that your diabetes was as a result of Seroquel, for which you take for your service-connected disability depression. See, all that claim stuff is how you write it.
Yeah. And you know what? Now I didn't know what a nexus was, but that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to see an outside doctor. This doctor did
see
a VA
doctor.
You know what? Right now, I'm going to outside doctor because my primary care doctor is not really willing to do that. And it was a CMP doctor that said that
you be up here
my diabetes came from weight.
No, it did not. I mean, it may have.
Well, yes, it did. It did come from a weight. He said it didn't come from the medication. It came from weight. From my being obese. Listen to this. Yeah. Mitchell has a history of obesity. This medication causes you to be. First thing he said is that the medication causes weight gain. Then he went on and said, Mr. Orton has a history of obesity.
Okay.
Back in 93, when I started on, I was weighing 183 pounds. So he said that. So guess what? I'm bringing my records out.
Excuse me, sir. You go read, because I got the same claim in for my diabetes secondary to the medications I take for my disability. No, I'm going to get mine, because when you read the labels on Seroquel, it increases your blood sugar. If you are a diabetic and you've been over the years like I've been on it, I'm not changing mine, because mine is secondary to that. Mine ain't from the obesity. I'm not blaming you. Unless you service connected for obesity, fine. My diabetes came from Seroquel, Allumedrol, prednisone, and steroid inhalers, because I'm service connected. Yeah. Depression and asthma. If you read the documentations when the VA pharmacy gives it to you, when they give it to you, you can use that as evidence too, as well as a doctor's statement. Because guess where you got it from? Veterans Affairs. And when you read in the insert about your medication, it has in there Seroquel increases your blood sugar. Hello, how you doing?
Yeah. We have another caller from Washington, D.C. Caller, are you with us?
I'm with you. Lafayette Wright. Hi, how are you guys? It's Lafayette Wright.
Hi, Lafayette.
Hi, how are you guys?
With the Veterans Rights March, right?
Right.
You're the one that we met with. Okay. Yeah, the young man that was on a little earlier calling us from North Carolina made the announcement on the air a little bit earlier. He's still with us.
Lafayette? How you doing?
Hi, everybody. How's everybody? Merry Christmas to you guys.
All right. Hold on. I got one more caller in the background. We want to get them. They're from the Washington, D.C. area as well. Caller, are you there?
I'm here. It's Lafayette Wright. I'm calling for...
Wait a minute. Hold on, Lafayette. Hold on. Are you there, caller? I guess they dropped. Okay. Well, Lafayette, what were you saying?
No, I'm just listening. Go ahead. Continue talking.
There was another caller from D.C. as well. So we've had a few callers from D.C. this afternoon. But, you know, I was saying that this Veterans Rights March on the East Coast... Oh, here's the caller back. Hold on one second. Caller, are you with us?
Yes, Anthony Davis.
Hi, Anthony. Welcome. Welcome to the forum.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we were saying about the Veterans Rights March. I said, you know, we think that it's a very good thing, and we are those that are on the East Coast attend this march. This is something that's very important and can bring our issues to the forefront for Congress. It's a good time to have a march in Washington because of all of these.
Mike, can you send it down, please?
Who's got us on in the background? We're getting a reverb. You can't listen and have the phone open, too, because it'll start repeating. It's like a seven-second delay. But when we end up advocating for ourselves and coming together in groups like this, they do listen. So it's very important that we speak up about the facts of the matter, that we're dealing with women that don't have enough. Our veterans who are service-connected and 100% are often finding themselves in economic poverty because of the standpoint that we are living in societies that require so much of the income to go towards rent. So when you have someone that's living on a fixed income of 100% or less, and at 100% it's eating up 50 to 75% of their income just to keep the roof over their head, we owe it to our veterans to make sure that when they are recuperating, readjusting, reentering, that they're not caught in the lurch. You know, whether it's working for jobs or whether you need benefits for survival, you need to be able to understand that we, as a community, have to advocate for our rights in a major way. That's why I think that this is a wonderful thing for the veterans to do in Washington, D.C.
Well, you have no rights, so that's a good thing. This march, because you have no rights at Washington, D.C. VA. The HIPAA laws do not apply to the Washington, D.C. VA. I mean, just basic right to privacy, depending on where you at, you have none. If you're on the psych ward or if you're in seclusion, you have no basic rights. But I'm in the process of working to make a change on that one, because you at least have the right to privacy. No one should be filming you changing in your common area in the patient room. No, but I can care less. ICU and seclusion room, those two that I can speak for, because I've been filmed on three occasions I've been videotaped while changing clothes, getting dressed or getting undressed in my patient room. And I know it's against the law, but because you have a mental disorder, you have no right. None. You don't even have the basic rights at the Washington, D.C. VA. I'm talking about from my experience. And there's a lot of veterans that have been through what I've been through. They don't know what to do. They don't know who to tell. You can't go to the patient advocate. You can't go to the hospital administrator. And those people that are supposed to be there for you. But I tell you who you can go to. If the person violating you has a medical license, you can go to the Washington, D.C. Licensure Board at 889 North Capitol Street, Northwest. You can go there.
If you're in your state, if you're in a state outside of the city state of D.C., then you should look to your state level licensure board.
Exactly.
No doctors should be mistreating you.
Man, you should hear how they do. And then when you're in the main emergency room, the doctors are sitting there talking about your business. I don't need to know that a man is in there with issues, with draining and all this other pain and swelling and all this stuff from his private area. That ain't my business. None of my business. But they sit there and do it. And once you ask them not to, you stop getting treatment, you're automatically discharged because they know you know they're wrong. I'm a nurse, so they can talk the language. I know exactly what they're saying. Even in the medical terminology, I know. But my thing is, it is not to be discussed. But a lot of veterans, they go up in there, they let them do it anyway. And I'm like, how do you all go for that? Now, I don't hear nobody in there saying anything. But when I say it, I guess I'm considered a threat to them now because I'm outspoken. And did you know that outspoken veterans are getting certain type of flags on their chest? You know how they flag you, and you get those type of flags as well on your chart. But you don't know you got them because they're not going to tell you you have them. Like, I got a behavior flag. I didn't find out until I went on My Healthy Vet that I had it. So, you know, really, we need to really change these type of things. It needs to be changed.
Well, you know, Bob McDonald has an open door policy. I can't find his number now. I actually had his cell number.
Let me tell you about Mr. Bob McDonald. Because he carried me like a ton of bricks, but I was timing up on him. We was in Denver at the DAV convention. So I interviewed him and asked him, when was he going to fix the deplorable conditions at the Washington, D.C. Through the psych ward, because you said you're going to make it safe for VA, for women veterans at our VAs. I just heard you get off the stage and say, he dissed me. He said, next question. He totally ignored my question. But he too has a boss. So his boss stepped up to the plate. Now that's why, because of me speaking to his boss, Jeff Miller, one of his bosses, Jeff Miller, who is the chief congressperson on the Veterans Ethics Committee, or Veterans, some type of committee.
Right, that's what it is.
So I went to his office. Now his office, it took us some time because it's been a year. Now his office, no, it's not a year yet, it's only been like 3 or 4 months, but his office has...
There's the friction in our call, right?
So I don't call him.
Hello? Hello?
He made an open door policy, but that's just what it is, an open door policy. No, I haven't seen any actions from it.
I haven't taken anything to him. But there's a few people that I did refer to him, and it was taken care of. So, you know, and I haven't heard, it's more than, you know, the people that, other people I turned on to him, about 3 or 4 of them let me know that, you know, that he
good.
Did respond.
That's
but
about,
all of them didn't tell me that he responded, so.
About time, that's good. You know, that's what he needs to do. But when I finish, everybody is going to know about the situation over at the VA. I'm trying to set up some information now because it really needs to be dealt with. It is just a daggone shame that female veterans have to be subjected. I mean, male veterans are probably too. They just, you know, are subject to these type of inhumane behaviors. I don't have, you know, that's what I'm saying. But see, like, I'm not going to give up my fight. I'm going to fight my fight. And, you know, and like I said, we have this radio show. So I've started with my issues on the radio show. I go to a lot of meetings when they have them, and I bring these things up. And I'm just tired of trying to work with them and keep chitter chatter talking, and getting nowhere. I'm past that stage now. We need action.
How can we get Bob McDonald on this radio address to deal with some of these issues that we're talking about?
Dr. George?
We've invited him several times. And he's always put off. He's always put off by the hard questions because we don't let him get away with the hard questions, because when we confront him with things, he wants to shift away from the questions that we ask of him.
You know, we have invited him. We have invited him to this fair, and we will continue to invite him to come and talk to us because he should be coming on to speak to us. He promised that he would, and we have yet to get this date. But we'll be in front of him again in just another month, so we're going to try him again and invite him to come on directly.
Yeah,
answer
he's
some of our questions.
He come out to February is the Disabled Veterans Midwinter Conference.
He'll also be at the Winter Haven on January the 23rd. But at the VA Medical Center in Washington, D.C. But here's the thing. Until this March, we'll bring everything we're talking about now will be brought out in the open for the world to see. And that's what we have to do. That's why this March was given by inspiration from God and using us as the vessel to bring forth what we are talking about collectively together. What we're saying, we need to write, Marilyn, you have issues, issues that women deal with, for the veterans, whether in-service, out-service. If you can write up something that we can post on our website, also, when we do get our platform, we're going to have they're giving us a platform where we can address everything we need. So everything is taken care of as far as having the stage, having the platform, having the signs, having the media. All that has been taken care of. All we got to do is show up.
Well, I had asked to try to cover much of it because we're media, too. We haven't got our invites. So if all the media...
I've been to, I said on the radio. I said... Everybody can come, whoever, tail vet, it's anybody. And also, Merlin, I don't know if you know anyone that has a stage, because we want to speak from a stage on the west side of the Capitol.
Have you contacted D.C. Public Works? D.C. Recreation?
No. Lafayette, did you contact them?
DC Public
Recreation, they do big events like that. So if you need stages, they will provide a stage and whatever you need for the stage, they do that.
I think National Capital Park Service do it also.
Well, one of them, I know about DC Recreation.
I'm gonna go see them both.
I know DC does it, but DC Rec.
DC Department of Recreation.
Yeah, but now will be the time to contact them.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to be at the Capitol Police tomorrow. I got to talk with them, so I asked them. But you can contact the Rec Department. Because I need to let the lady know that works at the Capitol Police, Park Police, for that.
It would be the National Capital Parks.
D.C. Department of Recreation does it too. Who do you think?
I'm talking about not the Capitol Police, but the Capitol Park. I know D.C. Department of Recreation does it.
No, I got to let her know that we're having a stage. The Park Police,
they need to know. Okay.
What's the procedure of having them provide a stage?
I know they do.
So you got two people two organizations right there.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I
got contact with two people that we grew up with that they have retired from DC Department of Recreation and all that stuff, but they can give me some information. I get in touch with Eddie Epps and Duke Johnson. One of them will be able to give me some information. I'll try to make contact with them tomorrow. In fact, I'll send Eddie a text tonight.
Okay.
we're veterans media, so hope we are included in some of this.
Yeah, of course we're included. Me and you had already talked, so... Yes, you, the doctor who runs this show is included, and anybody else who's on this call is welcome, included, invite, come, because, you know, the more of us show up, the better we are as far as getting the message out. We're strength in numbers.
Right. But I'm just saying, yeah, I know this.
And also let it be known that this right here is just the first annual march, because we're going to have to keep doing this for a while.
Well, you're telling them right now. Thank you. You just told them. Thank you.
It's just a one-time affair. This is just the first affair. And in all honesty, I've been waiting for this. Anthony mentioned this to me about four years ago when I ran into him again. It's a joint effort of all of us that's sitting up at the top trying to put the thing together. It's a joint mm-hmm. effort. We're a team.
That's good.
And Anthony, I don't care what you say. This was Anthony's dream. This is his dream.
It ain't about me. It's about helping as many veterans and their families as possible. So God, I'm just a vessel God using for this to happen. That's it. I don't look for no limelight, no credit, none of that.
I understand all that, but I'm just putting it out there that you mention these things to people, and some folks took it to heart.
Well, that's
good. You know, we're the ones that's here with you now.
Yep.
And yes, it may be something that was placed in your heart by God, but guess what? If you hadn't been obedient to God, we might not be doing this.
Wow.
you just never know. All things work together for the good, for them that love
right.
the Lord. I'm a firm believer of that.
Yep.
Yes.
Can I say something?
Yes, of course.
Listening to all of us talk and things of that nature, I think that this is just my personal opinion, that the person that's in charge of the Veterans Council for D.C. government, the person that's in charge of the Council for Veteran Affairs nationally, should get a copy of what we're saying on this radio address, listening to the issues, and being able to listen to this address so that they could listen to what we're saying and respond to our comments of what we're saying so that they could do something about it. Unless they get a copy of this and hear what we're saying, they can't adequately respond to.
They've been invited, so they've all been
invited. Yeah, being
invited
is one thing, but being able to appropriately respond to the nation is another.
No.
Well, you can always share this link to the show because, I mean, we will publish it, you know, because of the fact that we're talking about the upcoming events and the things that we have to do in 2016 in order to make sure that we get the rights. The other thing that I want to point out here, while we still have a chance, we got in the last 5 minutes of the show, but I want to tell people, you know, you should be active with your congressional representative before you get to this march, and even when you get to the march, and during the march and after the march. If you don't know who your congressmen and your senators are, you need to call 202-224-3121, give them your zip code, and they will give you your representative in Congress and your two senators if you are from your whatever state you're from. So this is something that we actively do on this program because we have to watch what's coming out of the Congress. One of the things right now that I'm asking all veterans to watch is the Save the Benefits Act. Save the Benefits Act is a one-time $500 increase. Since there is no COLA this year, Senator Elizabeth Warren has sponsored the Save the Benefits Act to give a $536 one-time increase. We have to speak up and talk about these issues, because if we don't, and we don't speak up on the issues such as Save the Benefits Act, we won't see an increase. And I don't know about the rest of you, but the cost of living is going up. Everybody needs a little bit of help every now and then. So we have to do what we can to make that happen. Any closing thoughts, Marilyn?
Just a reminder, you have to monitor. We as veterans have to monitor the activities of Social Security. What affects Social Security affects the benefits.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Whatever decisions is made, if you don't believe me, look what happened this year. So the benefits, with the decisions of the benefit, like whether or not we'll continue to receive veterans' benefit, is under the actions of Social Security. So if they do something to Social Security. Yes, sir.
That's why we're telling you, call your Congress representative. Talking to them makes them take notice. Every call that they receive, they count that as 5,500 people in their district.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be calling 202-224-3121 to get a hold of your congressional representatives. Also, do not forget, save the date on both coasts. It's going to be a major date for veterans in Washington, D.C. The March for Veterans' Rights will be going down, where you will be marching from the Washington Monument to the Capitol to bring issues to the attention of the Congress. On the West Hold on, please. The Battleship Iowa by U.S. Vets has been reserved for a Veterans Day display. So whether you're in Washington, D.C. or on the West Coast, there are these events that are going on, and we will be telling about the other events that go on across the country. But these are the two major and the first that we've heard of for 2016 for the 28th of May. And we're highly encouraging people to go to the one in Washington and those on the West Coast to go to the one in L.A. That being said, you said one more thing, sir. You got 2 minutes. Hurry.
Well, also I want to recognize that, yes, we have a march in Washington, but there are also marches elsewhere across the country on the 28th, and we need to be unilateral in our power for these marches, because there are other events actually happening on the 28th, and we need to unilateral those events that's happening in other cities that corresponded to what we're doing in D.C. as well.
Yeah, well, I don't know anything about the other ones. So.
The thing is as we come up and get together, because I'll try to get you guys in touch with the folks that are going to be on the Battleship Iowa so that we can kind of all work together on the same page, since we're veterans and coming together for veterans' issues. That being said, folks, we are out of time for today's show. We will be back tomorrow with another broadcast of news and information from across the United States. I want to thank everybody who's allowed us to come into your homes and your autos or wherever you may be listening, as we are glad that we're able to share news and information on veterans events and what's going on in our community. We need your support, so please tune in again tomorrow, and we'll be back at the same time, 0 hour, Zulu. That's 7 p.m. East Coast, 6 Central, 5 Mountain, 4 Pacific, 3 Alaska, 1 Hawaii, and 9 a.m. Guam. We're out of here, folks.
Have Flash come out? I mean, has yet for the march?
Uh-huh.
I was at Anthony.
Hello?